majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice.
He wraps himself in light.
He wraps himself in light.
And darkness tries to hide.
And darkness tries to hide. And trembles at his voice. And trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God.
Let's sing how great again. How great is our God.
Great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will sing how great is our God.
H to H he stands.
H to H he stands.
And time is in his hands.
And time is in his hands. Beginning and the end. Beginning and the end.
The Godhead three in one.
Godhead three in one.
Father, Spirit, Son.
Father, Spirit, and Son.
The Lion and the Lamb.
The Lion and the Lamb. How great.
Here at Worship Factory in KKLA 99.5 FM. That's the Worship Factory crew live here in studio. Aww. With John and Mariana, Monique, Kempton, and Rod.
Awesome, you guys. That was fun.
I apologize for you guys having here.
There we go. That's what's fun about this is being able to actually just do it. You know, whatever God's called us to do, it's so fun to just give him glory and give him
where
praise.
Where you're at, right?
And
right
whatever, where right where
lift
you're at.
Lift him up. Just yep. be real.
And if
you
we can do it, you can do it. And that's the whole point is yeah. that, you know what? He's going to take somebody like us, somebody so insufficient so often mm-hmm. and just doesn't and also so undeserving. I mean, mm-hmm. if he could use us the way that he has used us here at Worship Factory, I hope and pray that you understand that he can use you because mm-hmm. he can use you wherever you're at, whatever level you're at. You know, if not, encourage somebody if you're at the top of your game. Encourage somebody, support them. We talk about mentorship here at Worship Factory all the time. And, you know, it's so important for us to do that, too, for those that are less fortunate. Not everybody can be a Monique Donnelly like us here in the studio.
Yeah. With her fan mail.
Yeah.
I'd also like to point out, though, that that's, he uses the people that you would think don't deserve to be used. But yeah. that's where he strives,
people
using the people
expect.
That are broken.
Yeah.
Well, because I think the people that are broken have more to actually share. It's more relate, and they have more to appreciate whenever he does use them.
Yeah, we were studying the story of Christmas, you know, at Real Life Church, and Pastor Rusty pointed out the lineage of Jesus. You read through those list of names. Now, these people got their names in the Bible, mm-hmm. but you read through that list, and I'm talking, there's
it
some pretty bad people.
Yeah. It ain't pretty.
Yeah.
Killers, prostitutes.
This is the dregs of the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And God used them to bring the Savior into the world.
Wow.
Emmanuel, God.
Wow. To preach.
Yeah, he didn't come on a pedestal. He didn't come as a, you know, he was a king, but he was a king among all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, just a simple baby in a manger
right.
who came from a broken home And
where does that verse come from? For we do not have a high priest who is unable to identify
us. It's in Hebrews.
Hebrews. Mm. So let us come to the throne of grace in our time of need, that we might receive mercy. And I love that, you know.
Look at you with your little Bible verse. Busting them out.
That's you.
Go there. Preach, Monique.
Well, what I want to challenge, actually, is because, you know, for the Exposed segment, with all our you know, we've had so many young guests come on the show. You know, everybody from Colton Dixon to, you know, Charity Vance and so many young people who have been
John Stratton.
Using, you know, the talents that God has given them and actually listening to God.
Yeah. At a young age.
At a young age. And that's not easy to do, you know, at a young age to have the conviction to listen to God and go against the grain of what all your friends are doing.
And, you know, I had this thought the other day, you know, because I... just as a singer trying to write stupid songs when I was like 12 or 13, you can't really write a lot of wisdom and depth and life experience when you're that young. But if you stick to scripture and if you sing about scripture and you let that be your lyric, you are always going to be offering meat to somebody's soul.
Right.
So just little piece
of
advice.
It works both ways. I mean, God can use you as an observer of so many different things that has happened in other people's lives for you to you know.
I actually was looking back in my little stupid song library, and the songs that meant the most to me were the ones where I wrote about scripture. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's still like totally.
He can use you whether you have no experience or too much.
Yep.
And
like Rod just said, he can use us where we're at.
Where we're at, exactly. But I want to challenge, actually, you know, because it is the last day of the year, and because, you know, many people might be driving to a New Year's party right now, ready to have some fun and to just enjoy some friends before the new year. I want to challenge people to, you know, we talk about New Year's resolutions so much and about, oh, I need to lose weight and I need to do this, but to really ask God what his New Year's resolution for us is.
Come on now, girl, preach!
And to
can I just say, it has been such my pleasure to watch you, Mariana, grow over this last past year. You have grown leaps and bounds. And I think I'm actually going to cry because it's been so beautiful to see you become a beautiful woman of God. I'm just so proud of you. You're so pleased with the choices you're making. And
Me and all the listeners are happy. Thank you so much. Oh, no, but also, you know, it is 2012 is a big... you know, we talk about Nostradamus and the end of the world and all that hype that went out and, you know, all this 2012, the movies about the end of the world. But I want to challenge people to think about the beginning of their world and the beginning of, you know, not just the end of the world, but the beginning.
Who is this?
Wow. What did you do with Mariana?
Okay, look.
See this.
Call
little,
security.
This little girl.
Art's like, does she have a fever?
I think she's
breaking
sick.
A fever. What's going on?
Something's going on.
We need to get the employee
speaking
of the year to
wisdom.
Call security right now. Someone is kidding.
Okay, he was in the Marines, though. I'm sure he could take care of it for us.
Oh, yeah.
Lead on, Exposed.
Yeah, no, you're right on. That's good.
No,
that's good
but
stuff.
John and I have learned a lot this year. We've learned a lot. And we've been led by example by all of the great guests that have come in and have proved to us that you can be young, you can have direction from God, and with conviction and with God's help, you can, you know, achieve everything that he wants you to.
I would even go further to say that everybody hears the voice, even people that don't necessarily believe, and they just choose not to listen to it. Because I was a believer. I mean, I obviously am a believer now, too, but if you hear the voice, and you're like, yeah, I probably shouldn't do that, and then you're like, that's all right, I'll do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You hear the voice, and you know better. It's just you do it anyway. So I challenge you to start listening to the voice a little bit more.
And be obedient.
It's like when you watch those movies, and you know there's like this little plot thing where they go, I'm never going to do this. I'm never dating that person ever again. And then at the end of the movie, they end up with that person. So it's the thing that you know, say to yourself is like, oh, no, God's never going to do that for me, or I'm not going to be that. You know, he might have different plans.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is our Exposed segment. And we're actually talking to Mariana and John.
I'm over here in the corner.
About Exposed.
Don't put
and
baby
sort
in
of,
a corner.
You know, something that was another thing that God called us to do with Worship Factory, with Rod and I and Monique, was to also reach out to the young people. And so we felt that it was God's calling on our life to find someone or a couple, perhaps, that could actually help to lead the young people. And Mariana and John stepped forward. And, you know, we've all been so encouraged and blessed by them over this past year. It's just to watch them build and watch them grow and watch Exposed do what it's supposed to do. And you know, I think what's happened, too, for Worship Factory's Exposed is God has been preparing them and equipping them to go out. And I think that over the year, it's taken us that long, as far as like all of our lives, to actually to teach, to prepare these two young people to actually step out to the colleges. And so you may be having a college group, or you may be having a church inside your church that is looking for someone to come and speak. John and Mariana definitely are equipped to come to your college.
Definitely. Can I just say that that's our big goal for 2012 is to
start interviewing people.
Well, not even just interviewing, but in general, we want to connect. We want to, meet up with people our age who have
Doing things, projects together, our age group. It's important for us to get together with like-minded people that are going to, I guess, keep us on the right path because it's so easy to fall whenever
you're... Okay, so be more specific here. You want to go to what? Colleges, youth not groups, even, and speak? Yeah. Or what do you want to do?
All of
what's
it.
Your vision
all
for
the
this
above.
Next year?
I would like to answer C, all the above. No, go to college groups. Go to, we're speaking with Young Life right now. They're going to open a lot of doors up to us in Southern California where we're actually going to go out and start speaking to other places.
Here's what I challenge the listeners to do right now. You guys are on Facebook half the time anyways. So go on worshipfactory.net. Go open your little email page or whatever it is, your Gmail, your Google. Do that right now if you have the time, since you're in the car, anyways.
Yeah, don't do it in the car.
They don't drive like you.
Not when you're driving, but...
Mariana.
This probably explains Mariana's driving situations quite a bit.
No, I'm assuming that there are other people driving in the car with you, and you're just the passenger. But
of course,
that's how my mind works.
See, we love this about Mariana. Drive. She always does this. She starts strong with wisdom, and then she just it's the ending.
I am the smartest ditz you'll ever know.
So what are our listeners supposed to do before the show ends?
Challenge them again.
Okay, I want to challenge you to go ahead, open up your email, go to info@worshipfactory.net. Okay, this is for the exposed. Anybody who's a young person who has a little group, a little Bible study that you guys always do, or a college group that you go to, or maybe in your own college you have
the... We'll come talk to you.
Let us know. We'll come to you. We want to know about you. And if you don't want to do that, if you're not that kind of people person, you're a wallflower like me, just go ahead and email us your story.
And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We want to wish you a very happy new year and a safe one, and put God in the forefront, not in the back.
Yes.
We'll see you next week, live next
Happy
week,
New
right
Year!
Here on Worship Happy Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM, with the Employee of the Year, Art Martinez, right here in studio, KKLA,
Happy
next
New
week,
Year!
December 7th, with Dan Franklin. Happy New Year.
Love you guys.
Love you.